This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Big Al is back. The KE report. I wanted to say one thing at the outset. The reason I've been away for almost the entire month of June is that my wife Kathy passed away June 1st. It takes some time to get over that. It takes some time to get reorganized, and that's what I'm trying to do. Hopefully my plan right now is absolutely no more glitches in the future, beginning with next week. Got Chuck Page on the line with me right now, Dr. Charles Page. Chuck, you sent me a book that was written by a friend of yours, Gary Rowe. The name of the book is called Grief Walk, Experiencing Loss. Experiencing God After the Loss of a Loved One. And you were one of the folks who wrote something on the back of the, on the back cover of this particular book, which I want to read right now. You wrote, quote, "The grief journey is painful, lonely, and overwhelming. God walks with us every step of the way." I have to tell you, Chuck, that particular phrase has helped me immensely since my wife passed away. I'm a Christian. I believe she's in a much better spot. She was suffering prior to her demise, but I believe right now she's in the arms of Jesus and has a big smile on her face. Let's talk a little bit about grief, Chuck. You're an MD. How do people deal with it? Because it's something that every human being is guaranteed to go through.
Yep. And it's probably the biggest challenge we'll ever face. And so, you know, I see it every day. And it's a process. You know, we can even go back to some of Kubler-Ross's studies, you know, about how it begins with, you know, denial and anger and all those emotions. But it is a... it is an emotional process. I think one of the best definitions of grief I've ever heard is learning to live life without the other person.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just getting over something. It's not just getting through it, because you never really get over grief, and you really, in a sense, never get through it. I mean, your whole life changes. You know, I know having lost my mother and some loved ones, you know, even now, 5 years later, there are times when I still have that emotion of thinking that my mother's there, or something I want to share with my mother, and we all have these emotions. But it's a process, and it's something that we have to walk through. I mean, there's a lot of different dynamics. There's emotional dynamics. There's spiritual dynamics, health dynamics. You know, for example, a lot of people... you know, like, for example, caregivers, you know, when they are caring for a loved one who dies, I mean, there's just, you know, their whole life has revolved around caring for that person.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really kind of leaves a loss. And in a sense, much of a person's identity comes from that. We know that's probably not very good, but it happens to all of us, you know. And in fact, today, this week, I was at a funeral of a friend who had a 30-year-old son who was just had metastatic cancer. He had the kind of cancer that you would not expect a 30-year-old to have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically, the oncologist told him we could, you know, maybe prolong your life 3 months, or if we gave you chemo, you know, maybe... you know, not that much. And so they opted to do nothing. But, you know, dealing with the reality of that, of having lost a child, and you know, you're never going to get over that. You're never going to get through that. And so I think one of the things that people fail to recognize is that this is a process, and, you know, one step at a time. That's where my friend Gary, and I hope we get to have him on the show sometime. He's much more emotionally connected than I am. You know,
well,
if I could just interrupt you,
Doc, and that is that I've held a spot open that we can record tomorrow if Gary Rowe is available, because I would like to have him on the show. I don't want to stress my grief in particularly. I want my wife's death, demise. I want my wife's death, which I'm going to call a journey to a much better place, to be an event that can help all of our listeners. Chuck, sorry to interrupt you, but I wanted to bring that point up.
No, but there are. I mean, it is a process of growth, and so that's what we have to understand. There's always a There's always things that we can grow and we can learn in the process. So just thinking about, you know, my friend, though, who had his son die at the age of 30, and, you know, realizing that, you know, it's hard to know what to say in that situation.
Yes, it is.
And because really there are no words that you can say that can really take away that loss. And so he said something very wise to me, though, as I was just kind of listening. He said, you know, because I kind of asked, you know, is there anything I can do for you, which is, in a sense, sometimes a platitude, you know. But, you know, he said, you know, we're going to need you long term. You know, we're going to need you to be in the journey with us, because the journey's just beginning. And so, in kind of realizing that, you know, so many people think that once the funeral's over and once all the, you know, kind of all the, you know, the chaos is over, things just bounce back to normal life. And they don't.
No.
They really don't. And so, you know, there's a lot of things. There's physical things that people have to deal with. You know, so many times people who say, for example, caring for somebody with cancer, you know, they have to put all of their physical things on the back burner, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the physical exhaustion that they have to deal with. So it's a process of kind of beginning to move forward. I think it's an emotional thing. I mean,
yes.
You know, often people have what they call an emotional fog. They just, you know, they don't seem to have the clarity of thought that they typically have, and they just tend to forget things and not be as quick mentally, you know. And so I think also for those of us who have friends and loved ones who are going through that process, if you've never gone through it, you know, personally, you have to realize to give people space. They have to have space to be angry. They have space, have to have space to have these times of denial and times of, you know, just all the kind of the roller coaster emotions that people go through. You know, and so probably the worst thing you can do is, you know, try to, you know, tell them, you know, suck it up and move on. You're giving them space to just walk through the process. One of the things that I've found for people, you know, now the new technology is that, you know, I can text people on the phone and just tell them, hey, I'm praying for you, I'm thinking about you.
Chuck, you don't necessarily have to interrupt you just for a second, and you've been doing that for me, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, my friend.
Well, thank you. And, you know, it's one of those things. I mean, you don't want to intrude in people's lives because they've got a lot of stuff going on, but you also want to just let them know that, hey, I'm connected with you, I'm thinking of you, and you don't have to text me back or anything. That's usually what I put in my text so that people know that, hey, I'm with you on this journey and I'm available if and when you need to talk to me. And I think that's the advice I would give to people who are friends of someone who is suffering or grieving or whatever process that they're in, suffering any kind of loss. You know, it's not just always the loss of a loved one. That's probably the greatest thing, but there are all different kinds of losses that we have to deal with.
I totally understand that. Chuck, we're out of time just about here for this opening segment of the KE Report. I want to say that if you folks would like some more input on what I'm going through, and not necessarily what I'm going through, this is not all about me. This is all about helping you folks through something that I just went through that is and continues to be very, very painful. If you want more insights from me, simply let me know. Any particular subject, I am here for you. God bless you, Chuck, and God bless our entire audience. I just want to say thanks so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the fifth segment of the KE Report this weekend. I'm slipping over and chatting with Richard Postma, Doc. Doc is our very definitely precious metals price expert. He has been a part of our show for years and years now, and I really, really have to say I value his opinion. 99% of the time, Doc's opinion is absolutely accurate. Doc, I have a question for you. We've only got a little bit of time here, but I am looking right now at the political situation in the country, and it seems to me that it is ripe for appreciation in the price of gold. And the reason I say that, Doc, is because there are a lot of unknowns right now going on. How do you think the political situation will or will not be positive for the price of gold?
Well, eventually, yeah, it will, but we're in a process right now. We're in a holding pattern for the precious metals, and we'll probably be in them for some period of time yet. We had a big top in 2011 and 12, and it took years for us to have another run, which we had the last year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a couple of years ago, but since August of last year, the gold market has been in a downtrend, and it will probably continue for a little bit the rest of this year. I see it bottoming most likely the first quarter of next year, and then we could be in consolidation for a little while before the next run in gold. The political situation in this country obviously is ultimately going to be positive for gold.
I think it will ultimately. I don't think there's any question about that. Now, you're talking about maybe a resurgence in a strength in the precious metals markets. And when I say that, I'm referring not only to gold, but also to silver. And you're saying that that, in your opinion, will happen at some point in 2022 between January and March, correct?
All I'm saying is that we should see a bottom in these markets where most of the selling is done. We're going to have ups and downs until then, but the momentum continues to decrease if you look at the long-term charts. And then at that point in time, we may just consolidate and move sideways for a while before we have the next run in gold. We won't have to be waiting as long as we did in 2011 and 12 when gold peaked and then proceeded to move down and be in a consolidation phase for almost 6 years. It won't take as long this time, in my view.
Doc, for what it's worth, I am, and I think it's worth a lot, at least it is for me, I am very, very concerned right now about the conventional market. It seems as though investors are looking for any excuse possible to jump into the conventional market. For example, yesterday, and we're recording this on Friday, yesterday being Thursday, and that would be the 24th of June, when Biden said we're going to get back into infrastructure spending, that had a very positive effect on the conventional market. Let me get your thoughts, if you would, sir, on what's going to happen in the conventional markets for the remainder of 2021.
Well, you know, I'm seeing a lot of bullish talk again by certain experts or so-called experts, but many of those have been wrong in the past. But what I'm seeing on a chart basis or technical basis right now is that we may be peaking in this market. And why I say that is, and you've got to go to the long-term charts. And if you look at the monthly chart, momentum in this market has never been higher in the past 10, 12 years. We peaked in momentum back in 2018, the first part of 2018 at a fairly high level, but now we're even above that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of space between the 26-month moving average and 12, and if we start to reverse that, which could happen here very soon, we could have a very significant downturn. Now, the other possibility is that it reverses and then it just stays up at a high level for a period of time, keeping this market up. But it's looking pretty precarious here from a technical standpoint, Al. And we'll find out probably in July whether it can maintain the level. July and August will tell us a big story on this market.
Don, can you do me a favor? When you say July and August, and that's right around the corner, is going to tell a big story on the market. Tell me why you're saying that.
Well, it's just from the monthly technicals that I watch, Al. They're at a level that we haven't seen in years, the momentum indicators, we call them. And they look right now, they're overbought at levels that goes back years. We haven't seen it like this. Well, there's a point in time where they can't go much higher here. And I think they're sending out a signal that you better be cautious right here.
You know, bad time to be cautious in this, for me personally, but that has to do with a lot of extraneous issues. I have to say that the conventional market right now is pretty important to me in the sense that when I took my hiatus, for lack of better terms, which I terminated just a few days ago, I was concentrating more on the conventional markets because they are much simpler, in my opinion, to invest in. Than the precious metals markets. I think there are more profits, potential profits, to be taken in the precious metals markets. But I would have to say that in the conventional markets, I have always looked at them as being kind of a safe place to be, a safe place to park some money, and then not worry about it. You got an opinion on my philosophy on that?
Yeah, generally that's true, but if you look at since Nixon went off the gold standard, if you take away dividends earned in the conventional markets, gold has actually outperformed the general markets, unless you happen to be in a select few stocks. But if you are general and like most people and you have you spread your risk, in the conventional market, gold has actually outperformed the general markets since the 70s. As long as we're not held to a gold standard and our Federal Reserve can print money with impunity, that'll probably remain like that in the years to come until some sense is brought back to the financial markets.
You know, I don't think we have much common sense in terms of the financial markets right now. Doc, I really appreciate you coming on and giving your opinion. I'd like to get you in this particular segment every week, and we will chat about that in the future. I have to say right now that things, in my opinion, are looking very, very precarious. What do you folks think?
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Workers are still sifting through the rubble after a high-rise building collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. 160 people are still unaccounted for. Family and friends wait nearby as crews search for survivors. Joshua Spiegel is waiting for word on his mother.
And we love her so much, and we're going to see her soon.
The building had recently begun its structural recertification process as the roof was being worked on. In 2015, a tenant sued the condo association, claiming there was water damage from cracks within the walls. Investigators are looking at the wreckage carefully to determine the cause of the tragedy. Four people are confirmed dead. A study last year found that the ground under the tower sank at a faster rate than the neighboring towns. Sinkholes are common in Florida. This is USA Radio News. With the U.S. troops drawing back from Afghanistan continuing, there are now concerns about protecting women and children who are often targeted by the Taliban. The president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, visited the U.S. and noted what progress has been made in his nation's attitudes.
What moves me in my daily work is meeting with young girls from schools. And when I ask them, how many of you want to become president? 80-90% of the hands go up.
He spoke with lawmakers about further U.S. help protecting against the Taliban and COVID-19. A 22-and-a-half-year prison sentence was announced in court in Minneapolis for former police officer Derek Chauvin, who was convicted of murdering George Floyd. Judge Peter Cahill explained to him why.
This is based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome into the second half of the KE Report. In the first half, we talked a little bit about the grieving process. I need to know about that because, as you know, my wife passed away on the 1st of June. This, I'm going to get brought back up to speed politically pretty much in the second half, for most of it anyway. I've been out of the picture, so to speak. I've not been watching the movie at all since Kathleen went to a better place. Let me say this. I have Jim McKinney on the line with me. Jimmy is the most, I have to say, not conservative person that who I know, but the most well-informed person of anything that I know. I'd like to basically have your opinion, Jim, on what's happened for the month of June that you can relate directly to the Biden administration. I want to start out with, that building in Florida, God bless all those people who perished. I'm very sorry about that. That doesn't appear to be a political issue at this point. But what does appear to be a huge political issue right now is the firing of the fellow who was in charge of the Border Patrol on the southern border. Any comments?
Sure. So, and I do want to give our condolences, both your friends, neighbors, and all our listeners out there with the challenges that you face. But we are very, very happy to see Kathy Yoder at a better place. And we're also quite happy to see you get back on the saddle here on the radio. So thank you very much, Al, for giving the opportunity to continue and keep pushing it forward. I much appreciated that. As far as the
God bless you for saying that, Jim. And God bless all of the audience who, for the most part, support what I'm saying. Thank you, and God bless you. Jimmy, you're back.
Yeah, so we, you know, if you go through the month of June, it's been an interesting month. You know, the point that you made about the building collapse, that is a tragedy, and we're very sorry to see that, and of course the people that are hurt. I will make this comparison, though. At any time, and it's not a political issue by no means, but any time during the previous administration, the Trump administration, anything like this was almost immediately taken by the press and turned into a political issue. And that's a sad state. And we're seeing completely the opposite. And the example you brought up with Rod Scott, the chief of the Customs and Border Patrol being relieved by the administration, you know, that's another example of inconsistency with the press, the kind of progressive corporate globalist controlled press that really likes to see open borders, and an administration that is really given a lot of space by the press, and then really supporting democratic principles and democratic policies. Democrat principles and policies that really go to the face of the vast majority of the population. Most people in America want to see controlled borders, but Rod Scott, a Trump appointee as of January of 2020, still supported the wall because of made obviously an impact on transiting the border, and was unwilling to change the vernacular, the terminology for illegal immigrants to migrants. And those upset the Biden regime. I'd argue it's not really Joe Biden making these decisions. And I think that really shows the example, because when somebody was relieved at a senior position like that, under the Trump administration, the media went ballistic, crazily attacking the administration for being partisan and political. Well, this is clearly a political move to a longtime professional Border Patrol guy that's trying to do the right thing to protect the country in support of what the population wants. They axe him because he's not willing to toe the political line. And of course, you hear very little about it in the press. Let's compare that to Jim Comey, the FBI director, who had broken numerous laws, who had gone through multiple investigations and failed to, you know, very political. When he was fired, everybody went wild. It ended up becoming the Mueller investigation and then an impeachment hearing for obstruction. And we've seen this inconsistency, which is almost just incredibly disturbing. Of course, another things that I'd love to talk about, the G7 summit.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I know it's really disturbing, but you know what? It's nothing more than politics. And I would say that long term, I think you're just going to make the liberals look worse than they really are.
I tend to agree with you that they are pushing the limits of power away from what most people understand is common sense. You're seeing it with the border issues and Kamala Harris's failure to get down there. And a lot of people don't realize there's an internal war going on between the Harris team, vice presidential advisory team, and the White House, and who's responsible for the border. And Harris has obviously avoided it at great lengths until Trump announced he was going to go, I believe, on the 30th. And, of course, Harris said she's going to go a couple of days earlier than that after he announced. So it's fun to see Trump kind of drive that agenda a little bit and them having to respond. But you're right, it's politics. But the politics are very serious right now for the long-term health of this country. And I would say the G7 summit earlier in this month, some of the mistakes that were made between the G7 as well as the meeting with Putin, the summit with Putin, in handing over 16 priority targets to Vladimir Putin, saying, do not use cyber attacks on these infrastructure. It's almost like handing him a target list and saying, okay, yeah, great. There's some real blunders that are happening. The problem is the mainstream press, corporate press, really is supporting this administration and failing to call these issues out to the detriment of the country. And besides the politics, I think long-term it is very damaging.
So you're disagreeing with me. I'm saying it's just more...
No, I think we're agreeing.
Well, let me just be clear. I'm just saying it's more BS, that's all. and I'm not going to lose any sleep over a lot of things like that, because it is just politics. Some people call it dirty politics. I call it simply politics. Let me ask your opinion on one more thing. We got a couple minutes left. A lot of the governors, as the president is coming out virtually every day and saying more and more and more gun control, are saying basically screw him, we're not going to abide by those rules. Give me a comment.
So the Biden administration is very much supportive of a federal control of all aspects of our lives. The Constitution is very clearly supportive of states' rights and power down to where local and state governments have the decisions on many of these issues. The Biden regime would like to undermine that, and I think this is going to be a struggle, constitutional struggle for basically the future of our nation, whether or not the powers in Washington and a handful of lead inside the Beltway dictate the future of the country. I think they're going to lose, and I think your point earlier about, you know, the politics is alienating people, I think you are right on this. And it could come down to, you know, a little bit more stronger issues. I think in just recently, the Attorney General in Arizona told Merrick Garland, the Attorney General for the federal government, that if he intervenes in the audit over the Arizona, that he would be use law enforcement to stop him in the state. And that really is the example of putting these pressures, state versus federal rights, and who has responsibility.
Yep. Jimmy, we need to close this up. We've got less than a minute left. Wrap it up for me, will you? Are you happy or unhappy, sir?
Well, in one, I'm unhappy for the nation because we're going through all these challenges, the critical race theory, the gender equality issues, the ridiculousness that's permeated our cultural warfare in society. But the happy part of it is I think a lot of people in the middle are waking up to, oh my gosh, these people in Washington and inside these powerful entities really don't care for us and they don't understand what we want. And I think that pushback is coming. And I do think people are waking up. So we'll see what happens in 2022. But I'm happy on that aspect.
Okay, I am too. I want to say one thing. 2022 is going to be a very interesting year, no question. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim will be back doing daily editorials with me and back on the radio next week. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the final segment of the KE Report. This is going to be a good one. I have a couple of great guests on a topic that is very, very pertinent to me, and I'm sure very important to all of our audience, because they are all going to go through what I'm going through right now, and that is the death of a very much loved one. I've got Gary Rowe on the line. Gary wrote a book entitled Grief Walk, which we talked about briefly with Dr. Page earlier. Grief Walk, Experiencing God After the Loss of a Loved One. It is a book. I'm looking at it right now. I have it in my left hand, and I'm going to start reading it almost immediately as soon as I get done with the interview. And I will stop only if in absolute necessity. I'll read it completely through. Dr. Page, you want to take over?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I believe the book was so helpful to me is because it's in little pieces that you can read, you know, at your leisure. Some days you can skip or whatever, but it's always there as a resource. But, man, I'm excited about having Gary, because Gary has been a well of wisdom in so many areas, but he is a grief specialist, Al. So he is a guy that every day this is what he does. He walks people through their grief journey, regardless of their worldview or, you know, kind of their spiritual take on life. Gary is there to really help people. And so he's written multiple books, and I'm just going to kind of shut up and let you ask Gary some questions.
Gary, you're on, bud. Go ahead and start.
Oh, my. Hello, everybody. Hello, Al. Hi, Chuck. And hello to everybody that's listening. You know, it's going to be an obvious statement to say that loss, and especially the loss of someone that's very special to you, is painful, heartbreaking. It can even be shattering. And the resulting grief process is a challenge. I mean, sometimes it feels like a solo climb of Mount Everest with no equipment. I mean, it's just, it's really uncharted territory. And,
sometimes, you know, when Gary, sometimes it feels hard, worse than that.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes it's more like in a lifeboat in the middle of the Pacific with no land in sight, and you don't have any idea where you are or what life is going to be now. Yeah. And, how we navigate these times is very, very important. We can do it well, We can do it not so well. We can do it in healthy ways, and that would be doing it well. Or we can do it in unhealthy ways, which later just add up to more pain and more loss for us. And who wants that? So the real challenge when we face loss is beginning to learn what it means to grieve in healthy ways. And part of that is just taking our grief seriously, because, I mean, it's just so obvious that we are created for relationship, designed for relationship, because we come out of the womb screaming for it. You know, and then we look for love, you know, we look to love other people. Life is really all about relationships. And so when one of our relational cords is severed, especially if it's one of those thick foundational cords in our life, boy, our life web can not only shake, it can lose its shape. It can even feel like it's collapsing on itself and falling apart. So it's tough. It's just flat hard, all caps hard. And all of us need help with this. No matter how strong we are or how competent we are not designed to do life alone, and we are not designed to do grief alone either.
Wow.
That's interesting, Gary. By the way, I don't have a time frame on this particular segment. I do have a time frame, but I want to elaborate by saying what you have to say, and you are a very well-known individual in this area, is very important. So when the time for this particular segment is up, I'm going to cut in, and I'm going to say, if you want to listen to the other things that Gary has to say, here's how you can. Okay, Gary, you're on. Please finish, sir. Or don't finish. Just please educate us.
Oh, my goodness. Well, where do I begin? Let me say this. Grief is always bigger than we think it is. And we can think we're prepared for a loss if we see it coming. But no one is ever prepared for someone they love to take their last breath. No matter how much you imagine it, no matter how much education you've got in it, nothing can fully prepare you for that moment or what's going to happen after that. And remembering that every loss is different because every relationship is unique. I mean, think about this for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Al, Chuck, each one of you is unique in all of human history. Whoever is listening today, let me speak directly to you for a moment. You are unique in all of human history. There's never been another person exactly like you, and there never will be again, even if you're a twin. And when you experience the loss of someone you love, that everything that I've just said that's true about me and about you is true about them too, which also means they're unique in all of human history, and the relationship that you had with them is unique in all of human history. So that in and of itself makes every loss unique, special, and automatically lonely. Because even though there's a lot of other people that have losses, and say we lose a spouse, there are lots of people around us who have lost spouses, but they didn't lose our spouse. It wasn't their wife or their husband. It was our wife, our husband, our spouse. And so our loss is unique to us, and that makes it lonely at the same time. So no one can ever say, even though they will, I know how you feel. You know, no, I'm sorry. They don't. But even though loss is lonely and every loss is unique, there are a bunch of people on this grief road, and we can walk together through this, even though all of our losses are unique and all of our losses are different. And really, that's kind of my calling. My calling, I didn't know it at the time, but all the way from 18 years old, it just kind of fleshed itself out when I was about 50 or so, and has continued since then, is to kind of help people walk as a group and as a community through the losses that they experience, through my website, Facebook page, etc. Because this is hard. Because loss affects us on every level of life. It affects our emotions. We all know that. It affects our minds, the way we think, our ability to concentrate. We have brain fog. We forget things more easily. It affects us physically. We have weird physical symptoms sometimes. It's fatiguing and exhausting and draining. We can have relational effects. That's natural because every loss changes us, and so it automatically changes all of our relationships. Some people we counted on disappear. We wonder where they went. Some people we hadn't counted on begin showing up. Some people that weren't even in our lives become major players. But even our own family members sometimes will not understand our grief. It also affects us spiritually. It can turn us upside down spiritually. We can doubt things we've never doubted before, believe things we've never believed before, have questions that we've never had before. And finally, it affects our future. If the loss is significant enough, it can change our future entirely. Some hopes and dreams and expectations we had are now gone. Just zap. Evaporated overnight. We know who we were, but we don't really know who we are now, and we sure don't know who we're going to become without this other person. Because as someone has said, if the right person is missing, the whole world can seem empty. And so for the person who's lost someone, yeah, the whole world is different.
Gary, I just got to interrupt you for a second. We're going to stop this segment for the radio, ladies and gentlemen. Gary has so many important things to say. I'm going to continue the interview, though, at the end of the radio segment. And the way you can listen to it is simply continue on to the website, www.kereport.com. www.kereport.com. If you go there, I will have a very large picture of Gary Rowe, information as to how you can get his book, but more importantly, the continuation of this particular interview, which unfortunately we have very, very little time for the radio segment. So go on to my segment and you can hear the rest of it. Thank you so much for listening.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.